Welcome to Season 3 of the Audacity Channel podcast. The theme of Season 3 in the Audacity Channel is going to be Audacity How-To. That is, each episode is going to talk about how to accomplish a certain thing using Audacity, most of the time with the built-in effects and plugins that come with Audacity. I think this will be valuable to you as a spoken word editor who uses Audacity. Audacity has a lot of powerful tools in it, and a lot of them seem to go unrecognized because we just don't know that they're there. And so in this season of Audacity, we're going to talk about what's there, and we're going to talk about how to do different things in Audacity to make our audio as good as it can be. So let's get started. Hey friends, welcome once again to the Audacity Channel podcast. My name is Mike Adams. In this first episode of Season 3, I want to talk to you about how to fix a loud noise floor in Audacity. There's some assumptions that I'm making here. First of all, I'm assuming that you have ACX Check installed in Audacity. If you don't, I'll have a link to it in the description below if you want to go get it. We're going to talk about the ACX standard for noise floor in this first episode of Season 3, but if you're a podcaster, you'll benefit from this just as well because we're going to have some good discussion, I think, about what noise floor is and how to fix it. When we talk about noise floor, we're talking about the amount of noise that a device generates with no signal present. In other words, the microphone that I'm speaking into generates a certain amount of noise even when I'm not talking into it. If I were to just leave the room right now, this microphone would generate a certain amount of noise which contributes to the noise floor. Likewise, your audio interface does the same thing. It contributes a certain amount of noise to the noise floor, as does your computer, and whatever else you're using in your hardware chain as you're recording. All of this is additive. In other words, they all add together and contribute to the noise floor level. In addition, the very room that you're in contributes to the noise floor. The room tone, the characteristics of the room, all of that contribute to the noise floor. But for right now, let's assume that you've got a track recorded and that your noise floor is a little hot. Let's say it's a negative 50 dB. Well, ACX requires that your noise floor be negative 60 dB FS or lower. Here's something that can be really helpful to you. When you first install Audacity, your meter toolbar only goes down to a minus 60 dB. For doing audiobooks, I wanted to see what's going on below a minus 60 dB. That's important to me, so I expanded mine to a negative 84 dB. So now I see what's 24 dB below a negative 60, and I can see what's going on down there. You can change yours to do the same thing. If you open up your preferences window and then click on interface, you'll see there a meter dB range with a drop-down window, and you can put a new value in there. You can set a new value for your meter toolbar. I have mine, again, set at a negative 84 dB because I want to see what's going on below a negative 60. So that's just a little side note. If you want to get a better look at your noise floor and what's going on below a negative 60 dB. But here's how you can fix a loud noise floor if you need to. This is one way to do it. First of all, and this is a habit of mine whenever I'm doing destructive editing in Audacity, I duplicate the track before I work on it. So I select the entire track, and I'm on a Mac, so I simply press Command-D while I've got the track selected, and it duplicates the entire track. Then I mute the original track and minimize it, and I work on the second track that I just duplicated. That way, I always have the original track to go back to. So that's just info. That's what I do. It doesn't mean you have to do it. That's just what I do because it's a safety precaution that I like to take. So once I have that track selected, I mute the other track, like I mentioned, and I minimize it. And I work on the track that I have just duplicated. And then the first thing I do is I select a section of audio in that track, maybe 1 second or so, where there's no speaking going on, where it's just room tone, where it's just noise floor. And once I have that little piece selected, I go up to the effect drop-down menu, and I click noise reduction. And then once that window opens on noise reduction, the first thing that I do is I type the value that I want in the noise reduction dB window. In this case, since we're assuming a minus 50 dB in our noise floor and we want to get it down below a negative 60 dB, let's type in 15 dB. That should lower our noise floor to a negative 65, which is well below ACX standards. And if you're a podcaster, this will get your noise floor down to a more reasonable level where you're going to get better audio overall. So again, once I've got about 1 second or so of audio selected where there is no speaking, I open up this noise reduction tool. I type my value in that window that I want to reduce my noise floor by, in this case, 15 dB. And then I simply click Get Noise Profile. And when I click Get Noise Profile, it looks like nothing happened, but something did happen. And what happened is I just told Audacity what I consider noise. That is noise that I want to reduce, my noise floor in this case that I want to reduce. This is what I consider noise, and this is how much I want to reduce it by. And the reason that I fill that value in ahead of time is because you don't have to come back to this window. I know a lot of people think that once you click Get Noise Profile, you have to go back up to the Effect drop-down window and reopen that window and then click OK. But that's not the case. You don't have to do that. Once you've clicked Get Noise Profile, you can simply press Command R on a Mac or Control R in Windows, and it will repeat the last command. In this case, it's going to apply noise reduction. And so instead of getting the noise profile a second time, it's going to actually apply noise reduction based on the value that you put into that window. That's why I recommend filling that window in prior to clicking Get Noise Profile, because you don't have to come back to it. So at this point, I can just simply press Command R on my Mac, or if you're on Windows, again, Control R, and that repeats the last command, applying noise reduction by 15 dB. And once I do that, I can check myself. Again, I'm assuming that you've got ACX Check installed on your computer. If not, like I mentioned earlier, there will be a link in the description below so that you can go get it. But with the entire track selected, go up to the Analyze window and go all the way to the bottom. It's probably where it is. It'll say ACX Check. And once you click on ACX Check, it's going to give you the peak level value, the RMS level value, which we're not really concerned about right now because we're just talking about noise floor. And then it's going to measure the noise floor for you, and it's going to tell you what your noise floor is sitting at. Again, in this case, since we assumed it was initially at a negative 50, it's going to be somewhere around the negative 65, and it's going to pass the ACX Check. Now, if you're a podcaster, you don't care about ACX Check. But this is a good way to measure the noise floor of your track. So that's one way to reduce the noise floor level in your track if your noise floor is running a little bit hot. And again, the things that I've assumed are it's a good noise floor, not level-wise, but sound-wise. There's not a lot of obtrusive stuff going on. It's just a loud noise floor. You don't want it as loud as it is, and so we've reduced it by 15 dB. I would encourage you, if you haven't already, to just record a sample track and play around with this and see what you can do with it. It's important that our noise floor be under control initially, because any other post-production work that we do on it, like normalization, amplification, loudness normalization, or setting the RMS, is going to change the value of that noise floor. So if we get a good low noise floor, not complete silence, but a good low noise floor initially, that doesn't have any weird artifacts in it, like barking dogs, etc., it's going to go a long way in the rest of our post-production, because all of the post-production that we do is going to affect that noise floor in some way. So that's all I have for you in this first episode of Season 3 of the Audacity Channel Podcast. Just a reminder, I teach Audacity at audacitybootcamp.com. I teach an in-depth Audacity class there called Audacity Bootcamp Beginner to Advanced. And I teach a second course there called ACX Audiobook Production Using Audacity, where we talk about things that we just talked about today, plus a whole lot more. I think you'll like what's going on over there at the Audacity Bootcamp. Go check it out, and I hope to see you there. So until next week, y'all take care.